probably had my brother on here just about every day. He's been in the hospital for, I can't remember now, 3 or 4 weeks. I've got to look back in my text messages when he first went, but had that brain bleed. Mm-hmm. And he's in a rehabilitation hospital now, and he's just struggling to recover from the brain bleed. He still right. can't take food. He still can't talk. He still can't walk. Mm. So he's got a long ways to go, but I FaceTimed him last night. We went Sunday, and then I FaceTimed him last night. And, you know, he nods his head yes and no. He waves. He understands things. So, you know, he's not brain dead. He just can't, some of his things can't function yet. So we want to continue to pray for him. And they told his daughter that he really needs to have somebody there through the holidays. Well, all three of his girls all live different directions and have kids and grandkids coming in for Thanksgiving, so there's not going to be any family there. But what he has a tendency to do with nobody looking at him is try to get up or pull his feeding tube out or pull the whole thing over that's got all of his IV stuff on it like he did the other day, trying to get the suction thing, I think, to get. Anyway, he needs, and we haven't found anybody yet. So, you know, that's a concern. Then we want to continue to pray for Deanne Brazel, who is the gal at the newspaper that does everything. She had gallbladder surgery last Friday, and now she's looking at another surgery due to complications. So just want to lift her up that she'll be able to get the things done that need to be done to prepare her for this surgery. Right now she's a little jaundiced, and you know, she said if she doesn't have a fever or get an extreme pain, they're not planning on doing the surgery until Monday. But she's got several things. She had a drain tube, just lots of things that she's dealing with. And so we want to pray for her, as well as our office without her. Because we are all like a bunch of little lost chickens trying to figure out what to do to get the newspaper out correctly. That is not easy when all you've done is just, you've done the sales.
No,
not worried about any of the rest of it.
No.
And then on my heart today is Jonathan Lester, one of my good friends. He's just fighting the fight of the cancer battle. So let's pray for him. And I know there's many other needs, many other people in the hospital, people traveling and things like that. So let's cover those.
Let's pray. Oh God, as we pause now to lift up all of these prayer requests, leave his brother, Deanne, Jonathan, Monica, the names of the people that are on our hearts right now that we haven't lifted up by name, but you know them because they're in the deep recesses of our heart. The reason we can even come to you is that we do believe in you. We believe in your power. We believe in your authority. We believe in your love. It's not always easy for us, God, to turn these prayer requests over to you, because we have to admit our own vulnerability, our own need. And yet, when we do that, when we place them at the foot of your throne, and we ask that your will be done, we know that you care. We know that you respond. For you are a God who promises to be with us always. And so, Lord, for all of these prayer requests, for the ones that are listed here that we've read off by name, for those that are on our hearts, for those requests, O God, that your people are crying out to you with today, we give you thanks for hearing them. And we ask and pray that very difficult prayer, but we pray for your will to be done. So we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, as I mentioned earlier, is our Facebook sponsor today. Apostle Casey Elliott is the leader there. They're at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. They have Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday and church at 11 and church again at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. The Refuge Church is at 18304 East 1140 Road at Sayre. They've moved into the new Liberty Church building. If you need some extra information, you can call Pastor Tammy at 729-0956. They have Sunday school at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, and Wednesday Bible study at 7. And then Gateway Church, one of our new sponsors, It's located at 4772 West 3rd Street. That's a half mile past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors. And they just invite people to come just as you are, to join them for any of their worship services. They have morning worship at 10:30 on Sunday. They have a Spanish service at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday night, they have 6:30 Bible engagement and then a 7 o'clock Bible study. If you need more information, you can call 225-4646. And they, one of their emphasis is that we are stronger together. Isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm. For sure. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, we are so appreciative of having this spot that we can use, just a special place. Our guests have mentioned a number of times how peaceful it is here, how serene it is when you come in the front door, and we've loved having this for over 3 years now, so we appreciate that opportunity to have this provided for us. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Barbara Dyson Ford of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%. Only at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power. Pastor Scott Rogers is our guest today, bringing us a great eye-opening lesson about rejoicing always.
So we're going to continue that journey. And we tried there at the end to talk and get a better handle on the fact that part of the reason we can give thanks in all circumstances is that we recognize that God is with us. Mm-hmm. Now, why is that? So that text actually includes the very famous, you know, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. Those, to use a term that I like, they're very aspirational. All right, they are things that we shoot toward, mm-hmm. You know, as a United Methodist, as a Wesleyan thinker, it's that moving toward perfection stuff. It's getting it's truly moving closer to God by learning how to do those things, you know. Because again, I'm going to be honest, I don't always want to rejoice always, and I don't always want to pray continually, and I don't always want to give thanks in all circumstances. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying, you know, and I think that's part of the hope. But I think one of the reasons for that is that we have a little bit of a misconception about what thanks, praise, joy really are. See, we think of those and we get them confused with some of their counterparts. Like joy, we get confused often with happiness. Praying continually does not have to do with, you know, that you need to be with your hands folded, your head bowed every second. I mean, right now, we would be breaking that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not really what that's about. Giving thanks in all circumstances is not saying, well, I'm glad that I'm in prison. I'm glad I'm out of a job. I'm glad. I mean, that's not what that's about. Because the reality is, again, we have a God who understands emotions, a God who created them, and a God who experienced them. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, one of the beauties of our faith is that we truly believe we have a God who was fully human and fully divine. If Jesus was truly fully human, then he experienced the gamut of these emotions. I think he felt very excited when one of his followers got it. And I think he felt very betrayed when his followers turned on him. Mm-hmm. I believe he rejoiced. And I believe, you know, he was happy and sad. And I all those emotions are real things. So if Jesus can understand those, then what is Paul trying to explain here? What is he really after? I actually believe that what Paul is describing is more of a state of being. So, happiness. Happiness is a feeling, okay? If you went right now and made me a cup of coffee and brought it back to me, I would be very happy because I'm a coffee drinker. I like coffee, right? That would make me happy. Okay, but I forgot to blow on the coffee and I drank it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can feel my lips burning. I've done it so many times, right? Now I'm what? Sad. Same deal, same experience, but had two completely different emotions literally on top of one another. See, that's what feelings are. They are moments in time. I would have said thank you for bringing me the coffee. Am I supposed to go, well, thank you, you burnt my lips? I mean, again, if everything about Thanksgiving and joy are tied to your feeling, well, then absolutely, Paul's crazy. Okay? What Paul's talking about is a state of being. You see, joy is more than just happiness. Joy is an understanding of the bigger picture. Joy is understanding that that act of bringing me coffee was done out of a love and a care for whoever you brought it to. Now, the individual pieces of that, sure, ups and downs. But joy is understanding the bigger picture. The forest instead of just the trees. Mm-hmm. So I think for Paul, even though he's experienced shipwrecked and imprisoned and beaten and kicked out of town, he knows God is with him. He knows that the gospel is being proclaimed. And that bigger picture is what gives him joy, even when his circumstances stink. Mm-hmm. Same thing with thanks. I'm not saying that Paul was like, oh, this is great, I'm in prison. But what Paul understood is that he could give thanks in all circumstances because he knew that no circumstance he faced was he alone. No circumstance that he faced did he do it in his own strength or his own power. There's a real incredibleness to knowing that God is with us when things aren't going our way. Because look, if it's just about emotion, when things don't go my way, the first thing that is fleeting, well, God's mad at me, or God doesn't want this, or God's not with me, or God, you know, just blame God for something. Mm-hmm. We do it all the time, whether we admit to it or not. And by the way, we're good about not admitting to that, but listen to your rhetoric. Listen to your words. And so I think there's a sense in which Paul sees this and says, giving thanks is a state of being. Acts talks about this, Acts 17. I love the verse that says, in Christ we live, we move, and we exist. You see, without Christ, none of this is possible. Paul says, right, pray without ceasing, pray continually. He's not talking about, like, again, fold your hands and bow your head 24 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week, 365. That's not what he's talking about. What if all of your speech was holy and a conversation with God? Even when we're just talking, can we lift each other up? Can we edify one another? Can we build one another up instead of tear each other down? That's what that means. Is your speech, is everything that comes out of your mouth, does it give glory to God or not? Because how many of us, when we pray, really do some of the bad things we do when we don't? You know, when we pray, it's like we don't go, you know, Lord, I just hate them. If you do, you're more audacious than I am, you know? Because when you pray to God, you're like, God, you know, I really wish something, you know. You don't come out and just say it, but we do on Facebook, mm-hmm. on Twitter. We do it in, you know, sitting at the grocery store. We do it while we're watching whatever political channel we watch. Why not have our prayer life be reflected in our everyday life? Why not have joy be something we do always? Why not have Thanksgiving be part of our very fabric? Because if those pieces are truly part of who we are, and not just something we do when it's convenient, but literally are something that we are, did you hear the rest of the text that we read? This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is what God desires. This is what God wants for us. Because that way, no matter what we face, no matter what happens, no matter what comes our way, no matter the things that, again, get in the way, the trees and all the stuff we've talked about, we won't fail to remember the real truth that in Christ there is life. In Christ there is love. In Christ there is existence. In Christ there is hope. See, if we could really truly remember all of those things, then I don't believe we would struggle with the all circumstances card. Mm-hmm. Because in every breath we take, you remember that's a gift from God.
That's right.
Every morsel of delicious, yummy pumpkin pie you eat on Thursday is a gift from God. Every relationship, every person you see, your family, your friends, just acquaintances, are people of God. And when we truly begin to look at things that way, I think that's when Thanksgiving becomes more than just a day. See, just like happiness and sadness are momentary, just like giving thanks for one or two particular things is momentary, just like saying a prayer is momentary, Thanksgiving is momentary. The day is one day out of 365. But what if, and I like to play what if, I'm a what if guy, right? I love it. I ask that question a lot. Well, what if? But what if? What if that wasn't the case? What if, in fact, Thanksgiving pervaded every second, every day, every moment of our life? Where we gave thanks to God for the blessings, the many blessings that we can't count. What if we gave God the honor and praise when we felt like it? And what if we gave honor and praise when we don't feel like it? What if we stopped and decided to be the people of God who show love rather than hate, even when our heart might feel a little different at that moment? What if we were the people who, instead of looking down on others, offered a hand of friendship? See, I truly believe that's what Paul's getting at. I think Paul sees a faith that truly does transform us from the inside out. you know, it was Paul, not in Thessalonians, but in Romans, where Paul says that we should be like Christ, that we should be imitators of Christ. And as an imitator of Christ, taking on those pieces. You see, when I look at Jesus, he always had his end goal in mind. One of my favorite scenes is a scene that I love to preach on. When I went to Israel, I couldn't wait to actually go to the spot that they think this happened. But it's the scene where Jesus asks the disciples, you know, who do you say that I am? And they, of course, you know, you're Elijah, you're one of the prophets, you know, you're a rabbi, all the things they said, right? And good old Peter says, you are the Christ. And Jesus goes, well done, you know. It's like, yes, you got it. And then Jesus says, okay, now that you know that, let me tell you the whole story. I'm going to go to Jerusalem and die. And Peter, who just told Jesus, you are the Christ, the Messiah, says, oh no, Jesus, you're not doing that. And Jesus, of course, his reply was, get behind me, Satan, for you have the things of earth, not things of God. The reason I love that scene is look at Jesus' emotions in that scene. He asked the question. Peter gets it right. Jesus is overjoyed. Somebody got it. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, no. But he didn't let Peter change the end for him. You see, he could have gone, well, you know what? I need to make it easier on Peter. So I'm going to tell him something different. Or, you know what? Peter's right. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to do this. You see, Jesus understood the bigger picture. I love that about Jesus. He's always seeing the bigger picture. He reminds us of that bigger picture. You know, the interaction between him and Pilate. You know, my kingdom is not of this world. I just love when Jesus does those sorts of things. And I think that's what Paul is asking us to do. He's calling us, sort of putting that out there. Hey, you have the opportunity to do this too. You can be an imitator of Christ. You can give thanks, praise, rejoice in all circumstances because you have a God who is with you in those circumstances. There's nothing you will face that God is not already there. There is no place that you will go that God has not already stepped. There is no person you will speak to that God has not already spoken to. There is nothing you can do that God is not already present.
That's right.
And we kind of ended the first half of the program kind of where I was going to end this part. So I'm going to kind of reiterate what we said. That's what Thanksgiving is all about to me, is that there's hope. There's future. We don't have to face life alone. We don't always give thanks for that. Sometimes we forget, but man, I want us to truly on this week of Thanksgiving, when we're having our food and football and family and friends and all that stuff, I want us to reflect on the fact that all that we have belongs to God. We belong to God. And that no matter what, the God of hope, salvation, mercy, love is with us. That's worth giving thanks for.
That's right.
That's the kind of Thanksgiving that can be done year-round. That's Thanksgiving in all circumstances. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the beauty of this particular week, is it's a pointer for us. And I hope as we move into the Advent Christmas season, as we get closer once again to the birth of Christ, where we celebrate his birth again and we start the whole thing again, which is awesome. I love that, right? That we take very seriously these words of Paul. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And give thanks in all circumstances. Because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That, my friends, is what it means for me. To give thanks in all circumstances.
Amen. We do have a note that came in from Monica. Mm-hmm. and she was told today that she has a blockage and she'll have to have a cath procedure December 12th in Midwest City.
Okay.
So we want to remember her with that procedure. Not that God can't still take that blockage away between now and the 12th of December. He's done bigger, mightier things than that. So I'm going to pray for perfection in all of those areas.
Certainly. Well, let's just stop real quick and let's pray for Monica. Gracious God, I want to pray for Monica right now, Lord. What she does for the program and what she does as a witness for Christ is so incredible and powerful. God, as she goes through this health issue, we just ask for healing. We ask that you be with her doctors, nurses, heal her body, help her to recover so that she can continue to do the ministry that you called her to. And we pray for her now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to The Hour of Power, a great lesson today that Pastor Scott has brought us about giving thanks in all circumstances. If you missed any part of it, you can go back and watch it on our Facebook page in just a minute after we get off of here. Also, it'll be posted over on our website if you have friends that don't have Facebook. So from me, Neva, from Tina, from Pastor Scott, have a blessed day, and we'll see you back in here tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.